I'm Katie Henriksen. Glad you're here. This is an Of Note guest session with percussionist Aaron Ragsdale. Let's see what he has picked out for us next.
I was fortunate enough to have a great saxophone playing colleague, and we put out a CD last year that's percussion and saxophone music. And I went with two of our transcriptions. They're Piazzolla tangos, one slower movement, Cafe 1930, and then one a faster one, his Nightclub 1960, and they're all from his collection Histoire du Tango, which has been set in a multiple of different instrumentations. We pulled our transcription mostly from the flute and guitar setting. Nathan worked from plays soprano sax on this recording and worked from both the flute original, and there's some settings for soprano sax and piano. And then I can't play 10 notes at a time. I can only play four, sometimes six. So I went back to the guitar setting, which let us do our original transcription. So a little bit like the Third Coast Paddle to the Sea, which is an arrangement of another work. We did that same thing. You know, I will say I feel a little bit weird putting my own stuff on here, but it's, I think they're good pieces and I think they're nice recordings. And I also feel like maybe that's the thing you're supposed to do. I'm not great as an artist at self-promotion, but I'm working to be better at it, I guess.
You should be proud of it.
I'm very proud of the work, so I do want to get it out there and share it with folks. So I hope people like it.
And Piazzolla is not someone you would think of as someone who would have anything that would be played by a percussionist. I can't think of, I mean, I'm trying to think in my head. Have I heard any other Piazzolla that's been arranged with percussion? Do you know of any?
He's been influential in that people will take.
I mean, he's very rhythmic.
Right. And people will take his works and transcribe them for percussion. Okay. But yeah, if you think of, I mean, he's a bandoneon player.
Yeah.
So we do like to transcribe his works, but there's nothing else out there really set from him for us.
And now maybe a little bit about the unusual combination of percussion and saxophone for this album that you put together.
Sure. You know, they're both, percussion and saxophone, I think, seem unusual until you kind of drill down and figure out that we're both really new performance, certainly new to the performance stage. I mean, we're 20th century people in terms of being recitalists and performers. So, and we do kind of, at least with Nate and I, and I think with other saxophonists I played of too, we kind of walk a couple of different worlds in this commercial jazz world and this classical recital stage world. So we're both, I think, kind of flexible instrumentalists. You know, saxophonists don't get to play with the orchestra very much. They're not traditional instruments that way. You got to be doing the Ravel in order to get that call. Percussionists, we play in the orchestra a lot, but we're not asked to do a lot soloistically. Most of the time, it's count rests and then play great notes. So I think there's a lot in our makeup that make us good partners.
Thank you.
That's two movements of Piazzolla's History of Tango. We heard Cafe 1930 and Nightclub 1960. I'm Katie Henriksen. This is Of Note, your locally produced classical music program here on your NPR station for the past 33 years. That's 91.3 KUIF Public Radio. We are broadcasting from downtown Fayetteville and on translator K203BO 88.5 in MENA. Very special Of Note today. It's an Of Note guest session. My guest with me in today's show, picking out all the music and talking to us about it, is percussionist Aaron Ragsdale. So did you pick the Roomful of Teeth specifically because Stephen Caldwell asked about putting Coral on there?
It didn't hurt that he had asked for. I love Roomful of Teeth. I love all the recordings. I teach at South Dakota State, and we were really, really fortunate. We had them in residency in November.
I know I saw you posting about that, and I was very jealous.
And it was, we're still living off of that. I mean, it was so exciting. And I would say that's another group that if anybody is ever within a two-hour drive of a Roomful of Teeth show, you've got to go see them, because nothing about the recordings really does justice to what they do live and just the energy that they put off from the stage. It's a lot like going to a rock show, I think. I could see them playing. It would be no problem to have them playing George's. I think they would do fine there. So any excuse to put them on. So having Stephen request some
just
vocal
nudged
pieces.
Nudged you that way.
Yeah, sure. It was easy. I picked this. Like I say, we had them on campus in November, and it just happened to be that my percussion ensemble students were working on Caroline Shaw's percussion quartet, and she took time to work with them, and they were so gracious, and she was so great that, again, they don't need my help, but I will highlight them any chance that I get. And so if you're looking for another end to Roomful of Teeth, for people out there listening, I would go to Caroline's The Partita for Eight Voices that she won the
Pulitzer for
at 30, which is great for her, but
makes us all feel really old, the rest of us. We're not that accomplished, but...
But she won the Pulitzer for it, and they won a Grammy for their recording, so that's a great place. But I picked something off their latest recording, The Ascendant, by Wally Gunn, because it also has Jason Troiding of So Percussion playing...
So there's a percussion tie-in.
There's a percussion tie-in, right. So he's back there playing drum kit. So it's this eight voices and drum set, which... A little like the music for wooden strings makes it this blend of, you know, what we would call classical or art music, but also with this popular bend that is more akin to what we'd hear, maybe not on the radio, but certainly on NPR or All Things Considered or places, All Songs Considered, places that are still pushing those boundaries. Wally Gunn, I like his music a lot. He's a composer that splits his time between Australia and the U.S., and he uses the texts here from an Australian poet, Maria Zajkowski, and they're really powerful. And he has this to say about them, that her work is spare, detached, taught with restraint, but spiked with devastating releases of feeling, which can make your stomach drop as if you're suddenly in free fall. Oh.
Three compositions from Wally Gunn. We heard from Roomful of Teeth. The three pieces are titled Surviving Death, The Fence is Gone, and we started off that set with The Beginning Ant.